Hi.
It's Cryptid Addicted.
Welcome to the minisode. That's right.
What number are we on? Is this six?
Five. Big 50.
Minisode.
Actually, no,
five.
Just five. Forget the O.
Okay.
That was 50. One day though.
That's not true.
Please forgive me. I'm a bit scattered. I nearly died today, so I'm a bit on edge. I'll sip my drink and try and feel better.
Megan has been bush bashing all day.
I went looking for the Hawkesbury River Monster, or the Mooly Wonk.
Of course.
But we sort of got stuck, and then we decided to scale a cliff. And
when she says we, this wasn't me.
No, it was.
I was at home with my pajamas on. It was
Patty
great.
Was apparently busy.
I went for my first drive in a long time.
Oh.
I'm on my learner license.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. Drove to my grandma's house.
Oh, you cutie.
It was very nice. Anyway, sorry. You were in a nightmarish hellscape.
I'm telling my scary story.
Yeah.
And basically climbed cliff in a valley that was stupid. And I survived barely. Have you seen my wounds?
Wow, that's definitely a wound.
And also the hand cuts.
That's less woundy.
I should have shown you the small one first, but still.
Yeah.
I've ripped my pants, I've ripped my shirt, but I'm alive. So.
Gosh, just a day in the life of a cryptozoologist, I guess.
Yeah, you have to watch the video to find out if we saw anything.
They didn't.
Spoiler. All right, let's jump in to our first news story.
That's right. I thought this was quite exciting.
Yeah, it's cute.
To be honest, I suspect you're going to try and portray it as like a cryptid has just been acknowledged by the scientific community.
No.
And I'm going to push back on that.
No, I wasn't going to say it was a cryptid.
Oh, good.
I'm just saying it's a... okay, so what it is, let's stop talking around it and talk about it.
Okay, all right.
In an Indonesian province of West Papua, a species of tree kangaroo thought to have been completely obliterated and extinct has bounced back into our lives.
Amazing.
Did you like that? Bounce back?
Yeah. I was not going to acknowledge it, but there it is.
I need to.
West Papua, by the way, is used to be a German province.
Hmm.
Yeah. And we took it from them in World War II, and then the Indonesians
took it back
from Papua New Guinea after their independence.
So wait, we Australians took it from Germans?
Correct.
Oh, wow.
Or maybe it was World War I. I don't know. One of the wars.
All the while, this guy is
anyway,
hanging out.
Yeah. So there was a tree kangaroo that we've only spotted once, right? In 1928?
Yes.
I believe. And there's its body is kept in some British museum because
everything
in the world
natural
is kept
history,
in some British museum.
The Natural History Museum of
the
London.
The big one. Yes. Okay. Is that where the marbles are? The Greek marbles and everything?
I don't know what marbles are. I mean, I know what marbles are, but okay. I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway. So we have one specimen. No one's seen it since 1928.
Yes. On our Facebook.
So for 90 years.
Yeah. On our Facebook, there's a picture of it. There's an illustration of what they look like. And then there's the actual photos the guys found. Apparently is one of the least known mammals. Wait.
Least known marsupials.
Well, it's a mammal. Oh, it said mammal online, but you're probably right.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's called the Wandiwoi tree kangaroo.
That's right.
Yeah.
For those of you, in case you don't know, kangaroos don't ordinarily live in trees.
That's why it's got a tree there.
That's why it's a bit different.
Yeah, anyway, this amateur guy just got some photos up a tree, and it's super exciting because, I mean, they're big boys. Like, they're pretty big.
They're big boys.
They're maybe like a small dog. Or no, that's a stupid
thing. I think you could characterize it as a drop bear if you wanted to.
It's not Australia. But they got nasty claws, like, if you...
Yeah, God.
Was there a photo of the claws?
But anyway, inspiration to all the cryptozoologists out there.
There's things hiding in plain sight.
There's things hiding in plain... Well, in West Papua, in the dense jungle.
A lot of trees.
Yeah.
Behind blurry photos, but yes. Cool. All right. Second one. You'll probably hate this one. Do you hate this one?
I hate it a little bit,
I thought so. I thought it was fucking weird, and I just wanted to talk about it.
It is fucking weird. So this is the... Oh, wait, no. No, I don't know about this one.
Oh!
I was the other goat that I was talking about.
That one.
Yeah, yeah. So what's
Oh,
this?
I did my own background research. So basically, the reason why I bring it up is because a little while ago in Argentina, this goat baby was born, and it had such horrible facial deformities that people were calling it a demon goat.
Oh, poor baby.
I know. It's
fucking
dead.
Hideous. Oh, it's dead.
I think it's dead. And he's holding, it's not moving in the video. But there's a photo on Facebook. There's photos on Facebook. Follow along, click along. But it's hideous. It's the poor. Sorry. He's choking on his cider. It's really bad.
It's an abomination.
And people, it's hard. Kill it with fire. But anyway, there was all this, it sparked fears of like demon goats and like it came a thing. And then someone was like, actually, you know, there are like these horribly looking goats called the Damascus?
Damascus goats.
Damascus.
Damascus, the capital of Syria.
Oh, that makes sense because they're from Syria.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And like all of these goats look like this.
Yes. They
look fucking weird.
You have to look this up. Damascus, Damascus.
Yeah. I mean, there's quite a variety within Damascus goats. Some of them look a bit weird.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, some of the like most normal still look really weird, but the most weird look like the stuff of nightmares.
Yeah, like it should not be a real thing.
Yeah. God.
So basically, they breed them to make them look genetically differently weird. They try and they like the more ugly and weird it looks, the more highly prized it is.
I was wondering why that is.
Just because it's funny.
The article didn't explain it. Like they're not used for, or they are used for
milk,
meat, right?
And milk and meat. Yeah,
but you don't need the goat to look weird to get milk out of
it. Is it just like a lol?
It's just the lol animals.
It'll taste the same. You want the one that makes you smile in the morning.
It doesn't make you smile. Imagine seeing that at your window as you wake up. You're like,
especially if it's one of those screaming goats. Like,
oh, God.
Oh, my God. Anyway, there's a film that I'll link to.
That one is so scary. Watch this film. It looks like the skin of its face has been, like, stretched around, like... a melon that's too large.
And it's on its, like, it's not on its hind leg, but it's lifting itself up. It is huge.
Yes.
And it is...
terrifying.
It is a demon goat.
It is a demon goat.
They
it's
exist.
The goat of the apocalypse.
Yeah, they're from Syria and Lebanon. And, yeah, the most beautiful are the most deformed and the most highly prized.
Yeah.
Oh. They have really long ears. Actually, this one...
like
they're cutting.
Tubular ears.
They've cut off the ears.
Oh.
Because they're usually really, really long.
Wow.
And there's a photo I have here where the goat's looking directly into my soul. And they've cut off the ears, so they do mutilate them a bit, which is pretty messed up.
After, like savagely inbreeding them.
Mm-hmm.
so that they look as bizarre as possible.
Yeah. Anyway, real deal animal. Look it up.
That's a bit cruel. So you breed them for generations to have the freaky long ears, and then you cut the ears off. Because those ears are too long.
Oh, anyway, humans, right?
Humans.
Biggest monster of all.
Oh, the next one's me.
Yes, you have to be careful what you say.
Oh, no, the government's fucking incompetent. No one's going to pick up on this. So, in case you didn't know, I am for 6 months a temporary park ranger.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, I have no interest in parks or the environment, but I've just sort of landed here against my will, kind of. Anyway, as part of this, I get emailed whenever, like, a whale washes up in our area, and one washed up this week that we rescued ourselves the week before.
Oh, my God.
We rescued it, and it was a bit malnourished, and, like, sharks ate it. Like, it must have been a day after we rescued it.
Hold up.
Anyway, its corpse washed up this week.
Pause. Like, no, pause. We, as in you? Specifically Padre?
No, my team.
Sorry, I said your name wrong. And Padre?
Padre.
I was gonna go for your full name, but then I'm just gonna be bothered. Padre
ran out of steam, so I climbed
a lot of cliffs today. seen some shit.
Yeah, no, not me this time. Okay. But we do go out. I go out on boats sometimes to save trapped seals and things.
That's amazing. That sounds like a dream job
it's
for me.
Kind of cool. I met the Bondi vet.
Oh yeah, he lives in Bondi Junction.
He's there a lot. Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway. Anyway, yes, sorry. So this whale we saved died this week and washed up on a popular beach and, like, freaked all the tourists out. And there were children being like, "Mommy, what's that?" And there was this heap, this, like, 2-ton heap of blubber and flesh and, like, shark bites.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I have the photos of it, because as a park staff member, I am privy to those.
Now, is there any dodgy legal stuff about you sharing this and me sharing this on online?
Maybe? I don't know. I mean, now that I've revealed it's government property, probably. But anyone could have taken these. So,
okay.
But yeah, the point is, from certain angles, like those bottom two photos, it looks like, exactly, like all the other, like, washed up...
Globsters.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, that's just... And this is a mink whale, by the way. Like, we even saw the whale when it was alive.
Yeah.
Because we rescued it. Uh-huh. So, I mean, this is just what whales look like when they wash up. They look fucking hideous.
Yes, I mean...
Been decaying in the ocean for...
It is clearly decayed. It is clearly... I mean, I would say clearly a whale. I mean...
No, no, it is a whale.
No, I said it's clearly a whale.
Yes, but you say, like, it is with 100% certainty a whale.
Clearly!
Clearly it's not strong enough.
What definition of clearly do you have? I'm just saying, I don't look at that and be like...
You say it's clearly not going to rain today, you know?
Yeah.
Which means, like, you know, 95%. This is 100% a whale. It's a mink whale.
Okay. Anyway. I've got a different definition of clearly.
All right.
But, it looks like a whale. So I don't know if we can just be like, this is a whale, and it looks like a whale, so everything that washes up must be a whale.
Oh, I see. I see what you're doing.
I see. Do you?
You sneaky cryptozoologist scum.
Anyway, it's just really cool. So it was wash up at Tamarama Beach, which is literally around the corner from where I live currently.
Yeah,
so
right.
Won't be going swimming for a while, but
yeah,
cool.
It's gross. You have to... It weighs a lot, like 2 tons of just rotting flesh.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah.
Can't you just put it back in the ocean?
No. I mean, maybe. Why couldn't you?
Just feeds the hungry other whales. Okay, maybe not whales. Feeds
the hungry. They're not cannibals.
Feeds the hot sharks.
I guess
sharks need a leg up. They're endangered, aren't they? Maybe.
What's it just like, get a tugboat and drag its corpse back out of
the ocean?
I mean,
it depends. It'd probably just wash up again.
Mm.
Scar some more children.
I think they were worried it would break into little bits and then, like, litter all of the beaches.
Oh, yeah, and you just, like, come out of the water and have, like, a chunk on your face. Like, do I look like Halle Berry from 007? It's like, no, Megan, you have a chunk of blubber on your face. Okay, cool. All right, second encounter. I'll read this one.
Okay.
So this encounter comes from just generally the World Wide Web, but some nasty ass rat tailed maggot was filmed, and the
like
film
5 inches long as well. It was like big, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's hard to tell scale in the video. I realized, and when I first saw it, I thought it was the size of like a foot long. I thought it was like a sausage sized thing attacking, and it's like a caterpillar on steroids, but it literally has a rat's tail coming out of its butt.
Yeah, it's really messed up.
And power to the lady who filmed it. She got good footage.
Yeah, and she was really close, which I wouldn't have been.
It's gonna attack
I would have
my
been
face.
Running for my life.
Mm.
It doesn't look like it has eyes though, so I guess it's not a huge threat. It's just fucking gross.
Yeah. All right. Well, Patty, who dis?
I have no idea. I don't know what that is. My thought was maybe it was... I don't know anything about the maggot, like, reproductive cycle.
Yeah.
But maybe it's, like, a maggot conjoined to another maggot that was its, like, twin, but never grew into a full maggot.
Like the Rat King?
What's the Rat King?
Oh, I don't know if I want to show you.
Oh, no. What's the Rat King?
All right. The Rat King, from my understanding...
Oh, is this the one where it's got a dead rat locked to its tail or something?
Like many.
Yeah, yeah. No. I've seen this.
Guys. It's like, it's like a family of rats whose tails all got mushed together so they all just had to...
Oh, God.
Had to live like that. There's several. Well, there's some cute ones in Crowns. But it's when the tails all get... conjoined.
Oh, God.
And they have to live like
that. I thought it might have been like that, but then one of the maggots died before it could, like, engorge into a full maggot.
Oh, no. Look at that one.
Oh, God.
And now we spent an hour watching Rat King films. Films? All right, anyway.
Photos,
films. All right, cool.
Film stills, or photos, as we call them.
Photographers. I'm a photographer.
That's my theory.
Cool.
What is your theory? I've never seen anything like this.
You can ask me properly, or I will not answer your question.
Who dis?
You?
Megan.
I will tell you.
Who dis?
Who dis is?
Y'all.
Okay, I did research. So.
Oh.
So it's really hard to tell scale, but when she first zooms in, you can see that there's an ant trap next to her, which gives you some scale, because you know ant traps are tiny. So this is actually really quite small. I would say like a few centimeters big.
Oh, maybe it was 5 centimeters. I thought on the article they said.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a 5, but maybe it was centimeters, not inches.
Okay. Mm. So one of the YouTube comments said that it looked like a drone fly larvae or a rat-tailed larvae. And then I looked into those, and they're basically identical.
Oh. Oh, okay, so these are just things.
Mystery solved. Yeah. Mystery maggot.
You've done it. Not a conjoined rat king maggot.
No. They can also get quite big. This one, there's another photo, which is nearly 3 inches long with its tail.
Wow.
Which is chat.
Wow, these are gross.
Yeah, there's a photo of a guy holding a leaf with two of them on it. Sorry, did you just throw up in your glass?
A little bit. I thought you were going to say there was a guy holding it, but you were just talking about this. Yeah.
There was photos of guys holding it, and I did not include them because I also threw up into my glass. Anyway, so the fly they actually turn into is pretty pretty. They mimic a European honeybee, so they have like these striking yellow and black stripes, but they're called a drone fly.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's kind of cute.
I hate things like that. That are just revolting in, like, one stage of their life, and then they become beautiful butterflies afterwards.
Like me? I'm sure I had a revolting stage. You've known me for 15 years. Surely there was, like, a year or two where you were like, Jesus, Megan should stop wearing... And now I'm a beautiful butterfly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am the rat-tailed lava.
Chat.
Okay, third encounter. Now, you had a fuss last time, or like 2 who-disses ago, where you were like, Megan doesn't let me read the encounters anymore.
Oh, you're gonna let me read?
So I'm going to let you lead. So no. I'm going to let you read the listener encounter, but be kind.
Okay. You always tell me to be kind.
And you're not.
Yeah, it's true. All right. So the name of the person whose story this is, his Reddit username is JoshK1010. Don't know if that's something in binary or what.
Oh.
The date is October 25th, 2017. So late last year.
Pretty much a year ago.
Yes. At around 10 p.m. So late at night. And this occurred at a wooded trail near Lake Camelot, which is in Illinois, apparently. All right, so here we are.
It's a little long, so get comfy.
Yes.
I'm going to get comfy. Well, Patty goes into story mode.
Yes. So this is JoshK1010 speaking. Me and 2 friends were walking through a trail in the woods. We usually walk on the trail all of the time, so it isn't something new or different to us. So they're used to this track. It isn't like a paved out trail. Can you fucking get it together? Yeah, I'm trying to do a professional podcast here.
I'm allergic to your professional podcast. All right,
sorry. It isn't a paved out trail, more like a trail we made ourselves because we walk the same path every time. Okay. I had a flashlight on and my 2 other friends did not. I was pointing my flashlight to the left of me into the woods, not really paying attention to what was in front of me because we usually don't see anything odd. But I heard my friend gasp, so I looked over at him, and he was looking forward into the trail. So I pointed the flashlight where he was looking, and something was crouched down on the edge of the trail. It was on the left side of the trail, facing our direction. It looked very alert and frozen now that we saw it and it saw us. I didn't see it move, and my friends didn't either, but we decided to run back the way we came from. Okay, so they just run away.
They see it and run
away. They see it and freak out. Okay.
Right. Yeah, well, I would.
After we ran around 20 feet back, we looked back and didn't see anything. Okay, so what did the creature look like? My description of what we saw is a grey, small to medium-sized creature. I'd say around 4 to 5 feet tall, but it was crouched down. The arms were not very skinny, like some online pictures of aliens. The arms were very defined and a bit muscular. You see, I'm confused by this.
That's an interesting point.
Is he saying it is or is not like online pictures?
He's saying like it wasn't skinny like the online pictures of arms. You know, like the depictions of aliens are always like super skinny and weird. And he's saying, no, actually mine was
defined and a bit muscular.
Like, right. Defined muscles and a bit muscular.
Okay, all right. The arms looked human-like, with five fingers. The legs, on the other hand, looked less human-like. I couldn't see the shape of the feet, or the direction the legs were... Okay, the legs looked like frog's legs. Although he couldn't see the feet. I couldn't see the torso very well either. Okay, so he only gets a quick look. Understandable.
Yeah.
Because he...
So the bits he sees...
he's a pussy and he ran away immediately.
He spat on me with that word. Take that!
I feel strongly about this. Are you a cryptozoologist or not?
He's not. He's just a guy.
He's just a kid. All right.
He's just a dude. He saw something messed up.
No excuses.
So the bits he sees, he's got good description. The bits he doesn't see, he's not like, I imagine it was like this. No, he just honest.
That's right. So he doesn't see the feet, and he doesn't see the torso because it's crouched over.
Yep.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
But what he does see is a 4 or 5 feet tall grey thing that is a bit crouched and has kind of well-defined arms and five fingers.
Yeah, buff.
Okay. The head was around the same proportion as a human's head, but the shape of the head was square with one point on each side. I couldn't identify if those were ears or something else. The creature was grey, as we've already noted, and either had no hair or very short hair. My two friends said it didn't have hair, but I thought it had short hair. From what I saw, the eyes were completely black. I didn't see many features in the face, though, and I didn't even see a mouth, but I didn't look at it very long, so that could be incorrect. I like this. Mm-hmm. Humility. I like that this guy is modest enough to
I also like that.
To admit that he hasn't had a good look at it.
Genuine, yeah.
Yes. It didn't move, and it didn't make any sounds when we saw it, although we heard squeaking noises earlier while walking, but we thought it was a baby great horned owl. Looking back at it, they don't sound like what we heard. As in, those owls don't mm-hmm. sound like what we heard.
Yeah.
It just stared straight at us, and we left and then turned around and didn't see it again. I plan on going out there again with my two friends to see if we can find any more information. All right. Then there are some sketches, and I can't tell if he's put them together or if they've been put together by this website.
Yeah, I found it hard to tell as well. I think he put them together. So I've credited him as for the images, because I think he must have some sort of skill, because that first one is the same image. That first one is what he saw.
Yeah. They're interesting images. This thing is, got good buys.
Good arms.
Yeah, good arms. He's shredded.
You're going to wrap them around me.
His fingers are a bit creepy.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Awesome drawing. I'm assuming it's Josh's work. I apologize if I got that wrong. Please let me know. But it looks like he has drawn what he has seen, and it is unlike anything I've really seen before.
Yes. All right, which prompts the question, who dis?
Who dis? Shall I go first this time?
Yeah, please do.
I have two theories, and you're not going to like either.
Oh, okay. Terrific.
Okay. The first one is an obvious one. Some sort of alien creature. This is my lesser theory.
All right.
So, the fact that it doesn't...
Not even a cryptid, an alien. You've never stooped that low.
I don't know what cryptid this could be.
What do you mean? A cryptid can be anything. Cryptid's just something we don't know about.
Oh, okay. Option three, something brand new animal. Brand new animal.
Okay, all right.
But it just doesn't look like an animal to me. It looks fucking weird.
Why do weird things have to be from space? We don't know what space things look like.
I haven't heard my other options.
Okay, all right.
Let me hear me out on this one.
Okay.
So the fact that... So someone also brought up aliens, and he was like, it doesn't look like the typical alien. But just because it doesn't look like the typical pin-up alien model doesn't mean it's not an alien. I mean, he's got thicker legs and arms and weird sort of pointy booty.
E.T.'s been working out a bit.
Yeah. I mean, that's an obvious theory. It's an easy, no offense, but it's an easy scapegoat, right? It's it's something from a different, it's an alien. Because it's just I don't have an explanation, so it's an alien. But it is a possibility.
I think that's worse than no explanation. I think that's idiotic. But
okay.
Anyway, what's your proper theory?
My main theory, again, you're not going to like it, is that it's some sort of apparition or ghostly figure.
You've never done this before.
I know I've never done this before.
You're going all supernatural on me.
I am going all supernatural on you.
Oh, God.
I know. Right. I'm sorry, but it...
had a long day.
I've had a long day.
You read this before your long day.
I did. This looks...
excusable.
This looks... the way he described it, the fact that all three of them saw it discredits this theory a little bit. Because usually I think it's only like one or two. But I don't know. I just...
because as everybody knows, ghosts only appear to a couple of the group members.
Just the way he described it, it seemed like... like he's in the middle of the woods, this ghostly ass figure, grey skin.
Wait, he didn't say ghostly. You said ghostly.
His drawing makes me think of some sort of like ghost. I just can't think of an animal that looks like that. I can't think of a cryptid that looks like that. Like what is, okay, you know how there's like mammals and reptiles. What even?
It's grey, 4 to 5 feet tall. It's probably got soft fur.
Okay, so
these are the things
mammal.
We know. And it's crouched over. It could be, I mean, that sounds reasonably like...
okay.
The kangaroos in that other part of America that we talked about only...
this is not a kangaroo.
Only a few episodes ago. Crouched over, has a sort of head that's pointed down. You can't really see a mouth on a kangaroo. It's got beefy arms. Some kangaroos have...
frog legs.
Beefy, bicep-y things. And its legs look a bit like kangaroo legs. But... I don't know. It's dark and everything was seen poorly, obviously.
I mean, that's not a terrible theory. A kangaroo. We can't use kangaroo now for everything.
It's a bear with mange. Nah. Forced to choose between ghost, alien, and, you know...
kanga.
Kanga. Or... but again, I don't think kangaroos are really that prevalent. I know we had that guy write in and say there are kangaroos here. But, I mean, their numbers can't be huge,
well,
right?
No, but, like... but I don't... oh, I mean, the one... okay. I'm liking this theory, but if you shine a flashlight into a kangaroo's eyes, their eyes light up like red or like...
that's true. And these guys' eyes were black.
Specifically said large black eyes.
I don't know.
Also, all three people saw this.
Wow.
So,
Three
people half saw this. I think one of them would have been like, that's a kangaroo. I don't know. I think, like, Josh, if you're listening, like, this was a seriously weird encounter. This is not... your description was awesome. I really commend you. That you did really well. That was what you saw, you described well. What you couldn't see, you were genuine about it. You drew a drawing.
I would say option four.
Okay.
Is they've collectively misremembered certain parts.
Okay.
So, like, you know, they're talking about it afterwards and someone suggests something and it sort of catches on, but actually. That wasn't there. They didn't know one saw that originally. It's okay. Just sort of something that was... so maybe one part of it is wrong. Like, maybe the frog legs are not really frog legs.
Okay.
And in that case, if you can... if there's a bit of flexibility around this drawing they've put together, then it could easily be a kangaroo. Or something like that. That's option four. Option five is the whole thing's made up.
Well, that's not...
which is always an option.
It's always an option, but I don't get these vibes from this guy.
You don't get these vibes from this guy?
From a story,
well, I
don't
know.
That's
pretty convincing stuff.
Yeah. The vibes are wrong. Don't challenge the vibes. No, another option, cryptid-wise, is the Dover Demon. Do you know of the Dover Demon?
Mm-mm.
It's kind of looks a bit like this, but the head is more round. It's like this pale... kind of like a ghoul.
Hmm.
Do you remember the last Who Dis when I talked about Fallout 76?
The Fallout ones, yeah.
And
was
I showed
Dover
you.
Demon on?
Yeah, I showed you that picture of like the ghoulish looking thing.
Hmm. Looks a bit.
That
like
was
this.
A, looks a bit like this. That is the only thing I can think. I don't know where Dover is in comparison to this.
I'd be very interested if anyone listening has seen anything like this, or has an idea about what this could be. Because we don't know of anything cryptid or non-cryptid that fits this description.
Well, interestingly, there's a website that we that the guy did his sighting, he linked to on the sighting. And then at the end, the website's really thorough. I should probably name it. It will be here.
It was National...
National Cryptid Society, these guys. At the end of the article, he talks to a few different... experts, I suppose, is the word to use, and different people who have seen different things. So they're talking about there was 25 reports in the Mutual UFO, whatever, in this county. There's been Bigfoot reports nearby, but obviously this doesn't really look like a Bigfoot. In one instance, a 5-foot-tall pale being in the Midwest. like, there's an also a drawing there that looks kind of similar. Was seen in this area, like...
Yeah, but even these guys who are pretty rigorous are sort of stumped. They're saying...
Yeah, stumped. That's
it's probably not a UFO, it's probably not Bigfoot, and we don't know of anything else that could be.
It's weird. If you do want to go out with your friends and look for it, all power to you, but I would...
I mean, it's 4 to 5 foot tall. Go out with some shotguns. You know. You'll be fine.
There's the great debate of whether you kill... Like, if you ran into Bigfoot...
Bring a fat friend who's not a good friend.
No, you know,
bring a fat acquaintance.
Why?
Well, just in case it is a ghost and the guns don't work, you know? You need to outrun him. Leave him for the beast. Leave him behind.
No, there's the debate of if you came across Bigfoot and you had a gun, do you kill it?
Of course! Wait, is there only supposed to be one Bigfoot, or are there many?
Many, many.
Well, then definitely you kill it. Come on, what kind of question's that?
Well, I suppose it's like killing a lion or something. It's wrong to kill such a big, intelligent animal.
But it's worth it, because then it shows the world that it exists.
Yeah. Well, there's a debate going on right now about that.
And once we know it exists, then we can be like, well, they're clearly quite rare.
Mm.
Let's preserve them.
Yeah. No idea. Weird.
So we're a little stumped there. I'm saying a creature of the earth.
Okay.
I
don't know. It's annoying because as much as he did a really good job of describing it, I still want more details. I don't know what it is.
Maybe we can reach out to him since he's apparently a listener.
Oh, yeah, no, I've chatted to him.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he doesn't have any further information, really.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a little bit here and there.
I guess he can't remember more, can he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't see it again.
Maybe we could get in touch with his friends.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway.
Awesome. Perfect example of an amazing story that we'd love to hear more of. So if you do want to hear any more of your own stories that we will analyze. This was a pretty crap analysis. We're both like, meh.
Yeah.
But in other times, I'm sure we'll have more answers for you. Please definitely send us your stories at cryptidaddicted@gmail.com.
That's right. And if you want to send us anything on Facebook or Twitter, we're Cryptid Space Addicted.
Yeah, Facebook is where we hold all of our photographs for the time being. We are working on something different that maybe you can listen and watch photographs that we're talking about at the same time, but that is sort of to come. And then Twitter, we sort of do little updates. And then Instagram, Cryptid_addicted, we have behind-the-scenes action. All the crazy shit that I did today and nearly died, I'll put photos up so you can follow the journey with us. And nearly died.
I suppose that is behind-the-scenes in a sense.
Yeah, it's behind.
Just why you're in the state you're currently in.
Yeah.
All right.
Great. Well, thanks for listening and have a lovely night.
Next time.
Good.
Whatever time it is.
Next time we will, but we won't see you.
No, we never see you.
We won't even hear you.
What do you look like? What are you wearing?
What are you wearing?
Yeah. All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Yeah.